Ready to prioritize yourself? Your skin is a great place to start. Dime Beauty, founded by a master esthetician, is more than just a skincare company. With four skin-conscious categories, skincare, beauty, body care, and fragrance, Dime offers simple, spa-worthy products that will help bring your glow back. Whether you're revitalizing your regimen with nourishing products or building one from scratch, Dime makes it easy. The Work System, our all-in-one best-selling routine, includes a cleanser of your choice, toner, serums, and moisturizers, taking the guesswork out of skincare for your healthiest, happiest skin yet. Dime's commitment to clean ingredients and sustainable packaging ensures every product is as gentle on your skin as it is on the planet. With thousands of glowing 5-star reviews and a loyal community, the results speak for themselves. Revive your skin and give yourself the routine refresh you deserve by visiting dimebeautyco.com. That's dimebeautyco.com. Your best skin awaits.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I have a interesting true or false kind of quiz for the room. Boys versus girls.
Okay, so Slacker versus me and Aaron.
Because you know the answer.
Yeah, because you're sitting there with... Okay, yeah. Great. Can't wait to...
What's it about?
We might need the help of me knowing the answer.
Okay, but what's the subject matter? If it's
how well do you know the opposite sex? Men, how well do you know women? Women, how well? Yeah.
I have to hope that Aaron and I, who are both in relationships, will do well against Slacker.
Wow.
Wow.
Yet another opportunity to hurt my feelings. What a shock.
She jumped on it.
Yeah, okay.
So this is going to be true or false. I'm going to read you a statement and we'll see who does. So okay. The first question, or statement rather, women are more intuitive than men. True or false?
True.
True.
I'm all... Here's the thing.
Oh, God.
No.
Gosh.
Here's the deal. I think it's true because have you ever been around a woman who just, like, okay, no, nobody in this room will answer it correctly, but like if you're cheating or you know. Like,
you always know.
Yeah, you guys just know.
Yeah.
And you know if we like snuck a donut in or like we like you just there's okay, like
who's watching your weight?
No, but it's just like if you guys have agreed it's Lent or something and you like have agreed to do like the just women you just know. And yeah. Men are just I think we're too oblivious and dumb to be intuitive. So mm-hmm. Nobody's gonna win this question because I'm actually agreeing with the intuitive, the lovely and talented and intuitive women in the room, I'm going to agree.
Oh, gosh.
You're right. Nobody wins this point. Women are more intuitive than men. False.
They're not?
And according to this...
What, science?
This paper I printed.
The Slacker research team?
You didn't even print it. I printed it.
Wait, if you printed it, do you know the answers?
I don't.
Oh,
I
obviously, because you didn't get
look at it.
Okay. I genuinely printed it.
Okay.
Oh.
It's a different thing.
Oh.
Not very intuitive.
They really, like science said that women don't
yes,
have.
Yes, women are often, they make better, like quicker gut decisions, but men score higher on deliberative thinking. So men make better, like well thought out decisions, but women are, which is a little vague. That to me sounds more intuitive. Like you just
kind
know,
of.
You go with your gut.
So yeah.
Was this thing written by a man?
Probably.
Okay. Can I just also point out? We're on the radio, but sometimes we release videos of things.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a moment just a second ago where Erica's eyes rolled so far back in her head while you were talking. Show some respect, okay? Is there one about respect?
Women don't have it.
The next one. Women are the talkers. They talk more than men in group conversations. True or false?
True.
Wait, are we at work, though?
true.
Just says it group conversation.
In a work meeting.
So I want to say true as well, but I don't like that it said like in group conversation, like it had that extra thing. That's kind of throwing me off.
Here's the deal. Wasn't there a study out from the Slacker research team at some point that was like men say 416 words a day or something and women say like 19,000? It's like ridiculous.
Okay, true.
Women are definitely the chatter boxes.
So this one is another one. It says false. Women don't talk more than men, except for if you're in this very small age group from age 25 to 64. Oh. Then women talk more. But if unless you're, which is like, yeah, that's everyone. Is T-hack. That not just adult
what
women?
What are we doing?
Yeah, what is this? What? Who wrote? Do you know where this your questions came from?
No, it came from the printer.
So we're literally doing a
this
thing.
This wasn't even for us.
You don't even. So this
mountain.
Was something that Dan was going to do on the mountain.
I grabbed it off
and
the
we're
printer.
Just, okay. How many more of these do you want to do?
All right. Let's do a couple. Okay. A couple more. Men are livelier speakers and use more body language.
False.
Than women.
Slacker's the exception, not the rule.
I have much more estrogen than the average man.
I wasn't going to say it. But.
Can you repeat it?
Men are livelier speakers and use more body language.
Ooh, body language those got me shook. Because I don't feel like
don't
dudes know.
Know
how to use their body. You know what I mean? I like but spaz
I'm,
arm, but
I'm
like it's
picturing
not the same.
Like presenters.
Right.
So I want to say true. I don't know.
Men
like
are
a TED Talk.
Yeah.
That's what you're picturing.
Yeah.
How many TED Talks do you watch that are girls?
How dare you?
No, I'm just on that. Like, I'm sorry,
plenty
my algorithm feeds me.
Well, I don't watch TED Talks at all anymore.
You yeah, don't? Well, no. To be fair, it's been a while. That was quite the thing back in the day, but I said false.
You said I say false too. I think when this is so weird because you know what it's doing? It's taking things that we think are gender. It's like women's intuition. It's like nope. Like who talks more? Mm. Women chatterbox women. It's like nope.
Unless they're 22 to 65.
Yeah, that small range.
I think no. I think it's women.
Men are livelier speakers and use more body language. False.
Oh.
Finds that. Let's see.
Wait. So women Erica are and generally I got on the board.
More yeah, expressive. Yeah. Basically, we're all against each other now.
All right. I'll give an easy one.
Okay.
Men interrupt more. Hang on.
I was so ready to jump in. Ah.
Men interrupt more and will answer a question even when it is not addressed to them.
False.
What?
You said false, Aaron?
I do that all the time. So I'm taking it from...
I'm sorry. Yeah. I think that's the three of us, Aaron, Erica, and myself, are Aries, and we just kind of ram our way
gosh,
into
we're
everything.
Yeah. So annoying.
So annoying. If it's not...
Yes.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.